Tonight's shir, Simin Lamed Beis, Si'if Tesvov. Im la'achar shenichtav, nikav besocha hei ohamem kosher. The halacha is, if you wrote the ois, and then a hole occurred in a hay, in a mem, it's still kosher. Afilu nikav kol toicho, even if the entire inside of the ois that had been empty parchment has been punctured. Shanekev memale kol acholo, that the hole fills the entire area so that the ink is not mukav gavil. There's no parchment next to the ink. There's hole next to the ink. Even so, that would be kosher. So even though we mentioned the halacha last year, that when you write the parsha, you have to make sure there are no holes that you're going to write over that will leave a hole in the letter. If you wrote it, b'shleim asholim, no hole, and then somehow a hole occurred later on, so if the hole fills the airspace in the hay or the mem, it's still kosher. Avol b'Yerushalmi mashma shegam bifnim tzorach shiyah mukav klof. But in the Yerushalmi, it is implied that this is a problem, that even inside the letter, there has to be parchment next to the ink, and you can't have a perforation all the way up to the ink. Nikav regel panimi shel hay. If the inner leg of the hay gets a hole, the regel panimi refers to the left hanging leg. The piece, the hanging part of the hay, that's called the regel panimi. If there's a hole there, afilo lo nisha mimenu el kolshu, so all you're left with is a very little bit of ink, kasha la rosh. The rosh says that's still kasha. The Rama says al v'shar poskim matzrichim kemloi ois ketana. Other poskim argue with the rosh and say you can't have this little bit of ink. You have to have the size of a small ois, meaning a yud. V'hachi hilchas, and that's the halacha, that the leg, the hanging leg of a hay, different soifim will make it different sizes. It should be a minimum the size of a yud. It should be the size of a yud. Nikav regel hayamini, if the right leg of the hay has a hole. Now we're going to the right side, the leg that's connected to the roof of the hay. Im nishtari mimenu melo ois ketana kosher, as long as above the hole there's still the space of a small ois, meaning a yod, it's kosher. Vim lav, if not possible, then it's possible. We don't care what's under the hole. We have to look at what's above the hole attached to the roof of the hay. So as long as there's still the amount of ink of that leg going down, the size of an ois katana, the hay will still be kosher. Say, look at Mishnah Berurah. Sifkan lamadad lachash enichta v'chulu. The Mishnah Berurah begins with a basic introduction. Naktim shtei hakdamos v'achach neva'er be'ezer Hashem Yisbach. Let's begin with two words of introduction, and then, with Hashem's help, we will clarify. Aleph, first of all, Kol ois tzarech shihei alav tzuraso hara'ui la'oso ois. The letters in the parshios of Tefillin and Mezuzos and Sefer Torah have a special shape and appearance that is appropriate for that letter, and that must be retained. Vim lav, if it's missing the essential characteristics of the os, posel, it's no good. Ubeze ein chilak, im lo nichtav kilchaso, um achach neskalkel. We don't make a difference to us if you wrote it originally wrong, it was posel from the get-go, or if you wrote it correctly, and something happened later on, and now you don't see the tzuras ois. Either way, it's posel. Beis, the second hakdamo. Kol ois she'ein gevil mukuf lo me'abe ruchoseha besula. Every letter of the parashias and tefillin and mezuzas and sefer Torah, if they are not surrounded on all sides, on all four sides, by parchment, it's no good. U'bedin ze yeshnei pratim. Now there's two details in this halacha. First of all, davkim lo hoya mukuf gevil kodem k'siva. The problem is, if it wasn't Mukav Gevil before you wrote it. Avlim la'acher kasiva nasenekev okera samach la'ois min bachutz. But if when you wrote it, it was surrounded by parchment, and after you wrote it, something happened, a hole, a puncture, or a tear near the letter on the outside. Vaydeze einu Mukav Gevil, now there's no parchment on the outside of the letter because it's an airspace. kosher. That's okay, because you did it b'kasher, as it was written in the Book of Gevel. This will be explained in the next if in Shulchan Aruch. The second prat, das roiv ha-poskim, most poskim hold. The requirement of parchment is on the outside boundary of the letters, not on the inside of the letters. Chutz me Yerushalmi, with the exception of Yerushalmi, Shemach Hazed, Yerushalmi holds, there has to be parchment on the inside of the letters as well. Now let's clarify the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch begins, Im la'acher she'nichtav, after the ois was written, Nikav, there's a perforation, there's a hole, v'chulu. Hatam, the Shulchan Aruch says, that it's kosher, and the reason is, the bifnim in tzarech la'kafes gevel. If there's a hole inside the mem, inside the hay, and the ink is right up to the airspace, that doesn't bother us, because there's no requirement of parchment on the inside. Well, the fees are according to this, afilu manek of kodem kasiva kosher, this sheet would hold that if I wrote the letter around the hole, it would also be kosher. That even if that hole was there before I wrote, it would be kosher. Because there's no requirement of mukav gevil inside the ice. V'hai denoket, so why does Shulchan Aruch pick up the language, im la'acher she'nichtav nikev, the hole occurred after it was written. Why? It doesn't make a difference. Mishum l'chatchila ein lichtav, l'chatchila you shouldn't write it. Afilu im ha'nekev be'emtzach halolo, even if the hole is in the center airspace of the letter. Ve'im ha'mala es tochol, even if it doesn't fill the hole inside. It's not l'chatchila. Al be'emes im v'kasa, but the halacha is truthful that if you didn't write it like that, afilu ha'nekev koidim she'nechtav, even if the hole preceded the ksav, kosher. Ve'in tzach shum tikun, you don't have to do anything to make it better. Where is this hole? Sifkan lamen hay besocha hay, in the inside of the hay. V'huay din shar oisis she'yesh lehem shosh tefanos. This would be true of any letter that has three sides to the ois. V'yesh chalal besocha, with a space on the inside. Avol chaf pshuta. But when you deal with what we called an endachaf, chaf sofis, v'chol shkein vav, or vav, v'kedom, anything like that, there's no three sides to this. Lav toch mikra, there is no toch in that situation. And then we're always, everyone would agree, you can't have the ink going up against airspace. Sifkar lamidvav, kol hachalol, even if this hole takes up the whole space inside the ice. Vafilu noga hanakiva ois gufe, even if this hole touches the ice. Kol shenishar srita dakim v'chutz kosher, as long as there is a thin scratch on the outside, that's good enough. There is no shear to the thickness of the letters. So what he's saying now is not only did this hole reach up to the ink, the hole took off some of the ink. The hole cut through the parchment inside and even took some ink off. But when I look at the ois, I still see a thin line of ink. That's good enough. There is no shear on the thickness. No beautiful ksav has a thickness to it. But I've seen ksav like sticks. If it has a tzuris of ois, it is kosher. There is no din on the oivi, of the thickness of the ois. So as long as there remains a line for the ois, there's nothing to ask a child, there's nothing to talk about. It's 100% kosher. Se'if katan lamed zayin. Shegam bifnim v'chulu. The Yerushalmi disagrees. The Yerushalmi holds on the inside. There's also din in the Book of Kefil. Fim kain, if so, dino k'mivachutz. The inside is the same as the outside. If the hole was there before you wrote, puzzle. It's no good, the same way we said in Sif Yudad. The Taz and Pimagodim, according to Lavush, say one should be strict like Yerushalmi, even though we mentioned in the Hakdama that most poskim hold not like Yerushalmi, but the Taz and Pimagodim said one should be machmir. The Dan, you should know. The Yerushalmi, according to Yerushalmi, you need to have parchment on the entire boundary of the inside of the ois, the same way on the outside. I can therefore, if there was a hole in the parchment before I wrote the letter, where I'm going to write the letter, and because of that hole, it won't be surrounded with parchment. What you're going to have to do is basically scrape some of the thickness of the line of the ois, the yamuk of kevil, to make a muk of kevil. So if I make the ois and it lines up literally with the hole, so according to Yerushalmi, you'd have to scrape off a layer between the hole and part of the ink. I'll make it thinner, essentially, so that there'll be a recognizable parchment between the hole and the ink. Look in the Be'er Locha at the end of Masach Yerushalmi. Sifkatan Lamed Ches. If there's a hole in the regal panimi of the hay, that's the hanging leg of the hay has a hole. Nikev. No different than if some of the ink got erased. You know, it makes no difference. We're talking about the ink is missing, either because a hole was punctured through the parchment that took off the ink, or some of the ink got erased. Although nikev without any hole. It's the same halacha. So the din is, the rush holds, even if there's a little bit left, a kol shahu, it's kosher. V'davka behei polig harosh, umashir. This that the Rosh says, even a little ink left is good enough, is a unique halacha in the hay. Im nishar kol shehu, if there's a little bit left, bein lamala me'enekev bein lamata, either above or beneath the hole, because it's a hanging leg, it's not touching the roof of the hay anyway, so it makes no difference where the ink is. The savid in shir lahanakuda tliyaba. He held, the Rosh Shita is, there is no shir, there is no minimum amount for the dot that's hanging of the hay on the left side. Even if the sofer just made a very tiny dot on the left side for the hanging leg, kosher l'harosh, according to the rosh, it is kosher. Al b'shar oisis, but when you get to other letters, kemo ches, like the ches or similar, gam harosh moide, the regular smali, dina kemo regal yamini, the left leg is just as kosher as the right leg. So whether it's sof, whether it's ches, any ois with the two legs, they both have the same halacha. It's only the hay, the hanging leg that the Rosh has the shita, that there's no shia. Sifkar lamites. Matzrichin kemelo v'chulu. Then the Ramah says, not everyone agrees to this Rosh. They hold the left hanging leg of a hay has to be a minimum like an ois katana, like a yud. We're talking about a case when there's no problem of missing parchment around, surround the parchment all sides. Don shenikev la'achak siva, that the whole came after it was written. Kedav samach sifte zayin besof, like we say at the end of sifte zayin. Dilavachi, because otherwise, posel afilim nishtayo simlo is katana gam l'rosh. We'll say it's posel, even if you have more than the minimum ois, even according to the rush, because this isn't a three-legged or three-sided ois. The leg that hangs has to be Mokov Kavil. Everyone agrees to that. Se'if katan mem. V'hachi hilchasan, this is the halacha, that we want the hanging leg of the hay to be the size of an ois katana. Midvarv elu mashma. The language, v'hachi hilchasan, seems to indicate, the lo lahachmir bilvad, the pasuk kedash ha'poskim, the Ramah is not telling us we should be machmir, like the other poskim will argue in the Rosh. El the pshit le halacha v'asaya. What he's saying is, this is the halacha. This is not a chumrah. V'im kein, if so, tzarech lahazim ma'od l'hasayfim. You have to tell the sayfim. Sheinach shalom is there. They stumble in this, and they're making tiny dots by the hay. Oh, the rush says okay. No, the poskim disagree and say that it has to be ois katana v'hachi hilchasa. U'betfilin the mezuzas the beinik esidun. Now, when you get the tefilin the mezuzas, they have to be written in order. If you didn't make it right, there's no way to fix it. Even if a child will look at it and say it's a hay. Because we look at it and say there is no tzuras ois, it doesn't have the appearance of the hay. Without the size of an ois katana, it's not a hay. According to these opinions. Like we'll say in sifchaf hay. I and Shom look there. However, it would seem that we could be lenient and fix it, because lemaisa the rush holds it is kosher. Very similar to halacha, where the Prima Gadim allowed fixing the chaf sofis that was made with a square corner. The halacha is, when you write a chaf sofis, the top of the chaf sofis has to look like a resh, it has to be curved. It's halacha. If you square it off, it's no good. So the Prima Gadim said, but you can fix it. Such a mistake of squaring off the top of the chaf to make it look like a dalet, essentially, is something you could fix. Look over there. So here too, if you made the dot of the hay, the hanging leg, like the rosh, you'd be able to fix it to make it suitable for the other poskim. Sevkad mem alef nikav. If there's a perforation in the right leg, on the part of the hay that's part like a dalet, the right leg. Or if the letter got split without a hole. Or the edge of the os got erased. Discussing length. The same is true if it lost some of its thickness, whether through a perforation or erasure. As long as you have a thin, dark line, kmo vav, or yud dak, or a thin yud kosher, they ain't shir la avya oisis. We don't worry about the thickness of the letters. El de benikav bein ba'avya bein ba'orko bein shenikla achak siva. But this hole, whether it's in the thickness or in the length, is an issue that it might be kosher if the hole came after it was written. Klamam b'sif tezayin, like we write in sif tezayin, because we already learned if the hole is there before you write it, that's possible. You can't write it over the hole, and it looks like two oisius. That we learned before. So this issue that is possibly kosher is only if the hole came later. Sefkad membeis hayamini shalahei. So the right leg of the hay has this problem that it was either had a puncture or a cut. Kasev hapimagon, pimagon writes, nearly it appeared to me. Duodin l'shar oisius, this is the same halacha for other letters, can go on dalid, lamid, pei pshuta. This is the pei sofis. Pei pshuta, pei sofis. Tzadik pshuta, the tzadik sofis. Kuf, reish, otaf, oches. L'chor b'ches bein ragla, himini osmoi by ches, either right or left. I don't know why he doesn't say the same thing by the taf. Im nisha mehayerach, yamini kiyuda b'kach. As long as the right leg has enough ink to make up in height like a yud, the ois ketana, dai b'kach, that's enough, ad kan l'shono, that's what the Pima Gadim writes. V'ayana kama b'simin lamed vav, b'dinei tzviris oisis, and simin lamed vav, you go through the shape of the oisis, how they're supposed to look, bos lamed, upei pshuta, v'tzadik pshuta, v'kufa, bos tof, how the lamed should look, the pei sofis, the tzadik sofis, the kuf, the tof, and how this fits in. But essentially, what we're learning here is, if the right leg has a piece missing from the ink, as long as you have ois ketana still attached to the top, to the gag, it'll be kosher. Sefkad mem gimel im nishtayr, hayna me'anekev etzad mala, from the hole up to the top. V'lomer tzafinin le'mashalamata me'anekev, we're not going to include anything beneath the hole. Afilim tinik lo chakim lo tibesh kar lo os, even if a child will look and say, oh, I know, that's a hay. But the problem is the hole is so close to the joint of the leg, to the roof of the hay, that it's not kosher. The fact that a kid looks and says, oh, that's a hay, is irrelevant. It's still possible. Kiven the underroon, we look at it. Shol nishat tzuras ois ketikun, does not have the proper appearance of the ois. Ukmoshin is barab esamuch b'shem atas, as we will clarify nearby in the name of the tas. Avlim nishtayer mehanekiv ulamala. But if, from the hole up, o mehahefsik ulamala, or from the crack in the letter and up, in nifsik ois, if the letter was cracked in the middle, kishir os ketani, you have the shear of the small ois of the yud, kosher. Vein zirch l'haros atik, they don't have to ask a child either. There's no dinta iska child. I see it's got the length of a yud. It's kosher. There's no point to iska child. V'u adinim kosher l'chadchila regal katana katzer kazer the kosher. And even if l'chadchila, the sefer made a very small leg on the right side, it's kosher. V'ayim b'yadafayim b'yalocha, looking at a fine b'yalocha.
Mishtabura sif katan mem dalid m'lo ois katana hainu yud u'bekoitz atachton shaloi. The ois katana is the letter yud with its small spike beneath it, the fimad the pasik the kamon with simin lamavav beis Yosef, based on what we hold the haloch and simin lamavav and beis Yosef, the lo mikri yud below koitz atachton, that it is not called a yud without the spike on the bottom. The yud has a regel on the right side and a spike on the left side, and even though the language koitz atachton seems to imply the spike on the left side, in this case, it probably means the regel on the right side, because the Mishnah Berurah says, based on the Pesach of the Beis Yosef, that it's not called a Yud without the Kreis HaTachton, the Beis Yosef only says it's not called a Yud without the regal on the right. If it's missing the spike on the left, you have to fix it, but it's still called a Yud without it. So it seems clear that the indication here is we're talking about the regal on the right, even though the language is misleading, because Kreis usually refers to the spike on the left side. In this case, it must mean the regal on the right side.
If you take a look in the Ber Halacha Melo Os Ketana, the minimum size to still retain the din that is there is the size of a small letter, and we're calling that the Yud. Ber Halacha says, V'mzeh ksav miksav beinoni. It's relative. What Os Ketana are we talking about? So if the sofer wrote average size characters, L'chor de'ein moyel im kim lo Os Ketana hu michtav katan. So then the Os Ketana isn't going to help if it's going to write for a tiny ksav. Dimlo kinen shilodov. Avlim zeh ksav hu ksav gadol, if he wrote large, near the bevadi mahani klo Os Ketana michtav beini. You could use the beini. In other words, how about what's it called? Micrography. Is that good enough? What is your shear of the small yud? So if the sofer is writing ksav beinoni, so l'chor the Os Ketana has got to be Os Beinoni, and if it's ksav katan, it's not going to help. If he wrote a ksav gadol, you could say, but an Os Beinoni, an average ksav, is good enough. So this becomes a shaila. Like, how do you judge this yud that's going to determine that I have enough of the leg to be there? So he brings in the notes, he brings a chazanish, that on the right leg of the hay, you need the yud with the ukits in the same ksav. It's a chiddush. Even the same ksav, not the mishnah, the exact same ksav. But on the regel smoily, on the left leg, the hanging leg, yud ketanas shebe ketanas. I don't care how big he wrote the ois, as long as you have the smallest of small yuds, it's good enough. So what happens is the chazanish makes this distinction between the right and the left. On the right leg, he says it should be in proportion to the ois. If it's big letters, it should be a big yud. If it's medium letters, medium yud. Not like the Ber Halacha who says, if it's big letters, you could use a bein and a yud. But on the left side, when the Rosh says you could use any dat, and the Ramah says, no, the Halacha is you need a yud, there the Chazanish says, any yud. The smallest possible yud you could imagine already qualifies as a yud. That's only on the left side hanging on the hay. On the right side, if there's a cut in the ice, the yud that has to remain of the leg has to be, according to Chazanish, identical to the yud of that ksav. And the Ber Halacha gives you a little more leeway, and he says that if it's ksav gadol, it can use beini, but if it's ksav beini, then it has to remain beini. Then again, what's beini? So, you know, this is a hashara you have to make, what's called the average versus what's called large, and what's called small or tiny.